Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what, G? I'm doing great. Good morning. And yesterday I went down to the beach, went for a walk on the beach, and there was nobody out there. It was a little bit chilly on the water. I don't know about you on the bay, but on the ocean side, it was chilly on the water for sure, but there was nobody out there at all. And it was a nice way to get outside and enjoy some fresh air and the beautiful beaches of Long Island, which was making me think about Memorial Day and everything else coming up and everything that everybody is dealing with right now. But it was just nice to get outside and just enjoy the day. And like you going to the bay, I just drove down to the ocean and took a long walk on the beach, and it was great. It really was. And there was, I didn't see anybody. So I was social distancing like we all should be, but I was actually having a pretty good time. And as far as the NFL draft is concerned, Roger Goodell sent out a memo to all 32 teams saying stop criticizing, you know, the NFL office for making these decisions. As you know, Mickey Loomis, the GM of the Saints, came out and said, you know, I don't think we should have the draft right away. I think we should postpone it. So what Roger Goodell is doing is what Roger Goodell should be doing, telling everybody, shut up. I'm making the decisions. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to go along with it. We're going to try to stay on our league year. Many think that OTAs are going to be delayed, if not canceled. But, you know, the NFL, since they're not playing any games and going through, you know, off-season business, I don't see a reason why they should cancel anything. And even a lot of the politicians are starting to say some of the same things, too. Even Governor Cuomo is talking about, you know, we have to sooner or later get back to business. He knows, because New York State is falling in arrears. It's basically losing tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, every single day. So I'm in lockstep with Roger Goodell. As long as you're not putting people in danger, you should have the NFL draft, and we do need some normalcy. And, you know, the one thing that's kind of interesting is we've only seen one trade out of the first round, and that was the Indianapolis Colts, who did trade with the San Francisco 49ers, the 13th overall pick for DeForest Buckner, one of the better defensive tackles in the NFL. So Indy gets a right now terrific player, 26 years old, three technique inside defensive lineman, and San Francisco picks up the 13th overall pick. Remember, they had all those first round draft picks on the defensive line, and essentially you have to kind of pick and choose who you're going to end up paying when it comes time to paying these guys. And I think it was a good move by San Francisco, but an even better move by Indianapolis. But until then, we have not seen, or up until then, we really had not seen a lot of first round draft choice trades at this point, as Cincinnati, Washington, Detroit, the Giants, and Miami still are 1 through 5 and holding there right now.
Yeah, and maybe we will see more that Roger Goodell put this memo out. Maybe there's some general managers that were waiting around, assuming that this was going to be postponed and now that it's officially not going to be postponed, you might see a little bit more action and discussion between these general managers. But you know, I don't side with the people that think that absolutely everything needs to be shut down, especially when you're doing things safely. I mean, we're still doing our show every single day. It's on TV. It's on the radio. We're in different places. We are doing it safely, reasonably. We're not putting ourselves in danger or exposing ourselves to anybody who is sick. That's the way we're doing things. And if anybody else can work that way, they should work that way. And that's what the NFL draft is going to be, and that's what free agency was. And is it inconvenient for us and the rest of the radio shows on WFAN and elsewhere to be doing it this way? Sure. Is it going to be inconvenient for the general managers to have to draft this way when they're not used to it? Of course it's going to be, but tough. Tough. You got to do it. It's the way that it has to be right now. And then those who can thrive in these environments and those who can get through it and the general managers who are not going to skip a beat and are going to have great drafts, you know, good for them. They'll be able to be a step ahead. And if other GMs are going to spend too much time talking about how it shouldn't be done this way and it ends up hurting their team in the draft, well, they deserve it. So I think that anything that you can do in this period where we're living right now, where everything is different, where you can do it safely and not be around a bunch of people, go ahead and do it.
Well, I think that's what most of the politicians are talking about. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, there are parts of the economy that are up and running, supermarkets, Home Depots, gas stations. You know, there are things that are actually going along normally. The things that are really stopped from doing anything are where we would gather in large numbers, restaurants, sporting events, things of that nature, schools, you know, any sort of, you know, school, after school activity for the kids, all those kind of things, the sports, the theater, what all that, you know, any of those are the things that are canceled. So there is a segment of society that's kind of going along normal. I actually went into a supermarket yesterday and it wasn't overly crowded. You know, everything was there that you needed. People were, you know, social distancing. There's no question about that. I felt like, you know, everybody was doing their thing. All the people behind the counters that were checking people out did have masks on, did have gloves on, did have, you know, hand sanitizer at their checkout stations. So I saw a lot of normalcy. I saw people trying to, you know, respect the 6-foot rule, people trying to be nice to each other. It actually was a very pleasant experience. And then on top of that, going to the beach, it doesn't get much better than that. So I actually, yeah. I have to tell you, I had a good day yesterday. I had a really good day yesterday. And it helped me kind of recharge. I kind of recharged a little bit. I felt like, okay, I'm out, I'm doing things, and I'm kind of moving around a little bit. Now I'm, you know, essentially still one day, maybe in quarantine. I don't even know what the hell I am, actually. I don't know where I lie on what I'm supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to
do.
I think you're clear.
As far as I know,
anybody. So, you know, I have a but I have a pregnant daughter. I have a son with a lung issue. I'm not around anybody in that regard.
Right.
But I have to say, yesterday for me, I went by one of my offices. All my employees, by the way, are all working from home. Went by one of my offices yesterday. That was nice. There was nobody there. I was able to get some things done there. And like I said, I kind of moved around within my own space. But it also gave me like a sense of, okay, I'm back. I feel good. And I got a great night's sleep last night. I woke up this morning. I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock and roll here.
Yeah, and I had a similar experience. I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that the sun was out and it was warm enough to be outside for a little bit. I mean, of course, it wasn't 75 degrees, but that has a lot to do with it. And it's amazing. The times that I've gone out, like the second that I think is a good opportunity to get outside, if it's cloudy for a while and the sun pops out and it's warm enough, boom, I'm out there with Sabrina and I'm walking around the neighborhood and I'm walking her down to the bay and I'm hanging out there and then spending some time outside. And that, I think that changes absolutely everything. And sometimes do I feel bad when I have a good day with some other people that are struggling? Yeah, I have a little bit of a guilt with that, but there's only so much, you know, that I can do sitting in my house right now. And I think that one day at a time and trying to get through it that way and finding little things to be able to make a routine for yourself, like we have done. I've been on the Peloton every single day this week. I've gone out and
attaboy, I'm proud of you, by the way. Very proud of you. Sticking with me.
Yeah, I might today. It's because I think I saw by me it's going to be around 60 degrees in the afternoon. I might switch it up, go for a run this afternoon. We will see. But I've continued to work out every single day right around the same time. So that's part of a routine. You know, Sabrina's got her nap, which is part of our routine. So we know that she's going to go up at around 1 o'clock. We relax. We'll watch something on TV then. You know, we're doing stuff. It's good. It's actually I feel better when there's a routine and I'm just saying,
hey, good
right,
for you.
What can I do to get through the day? So I'm happy to hear that you had a good day too. That's
yes,
awesome.
You know,
it's a Friday.
The only thing that would have made it better, Gio, is if we were down in Fidai yesterday and we saw that woman jump on the charging bull.
Oh my God.
This was crazy. So I don't know if people saw this story, but there was a woman who, along with a friend, decided to, I don't know, jump on the charging bull's neck. Totally naked. Well, she has a cowboy hat on and boots, but the rest of her is basically all exposed. And yeah. I guess that is making some sort of statement. And I would just think that, you know, that bull would be like the perfect place, like, for coronavirus to live, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's all sorts of strains of coronavirus up and down that bull. I mean, did she sanitize it before she put her lady parts on there?
Yeah, she put her lady parts right on it, man, right on the back of the bull's neck. So I don't really know whether or not she sanitized or not, but her friend is smiling, taking the picture, of course. I don't know if it's going to be one of those pictures that stands the test of time, although it is a very interesting picture. You know those 1940 pictures when the men were coming home from the war and all that stuff, and
sure,
you saw the parades,
yes,
in New York City and all that other stuff, and mm-hmm. you have all those legendary iconic photos that came out of that era. I don't know if this is going to be a legendary coronavirus photo or not. It's an interesting photo. I don't know what made her do this, but I pray to God that she sanitized the back of that bowl and where she put her hands and everything else.
Of course. I mean, I would hope that they spent a good 10 minutes cleaning that thing. You know, I see this term all the time, deep cleaning now. We have deep cleaned in it. Like, what exactly is that? Like this, when we were back in the studio and we were doing all the stuff that we were doing to make sure that we were safe, and I was taking the Clorox wipe to the microphone and spraying Lysol on it and then wiping down my area and all these things that I was doing, and the Purell and the hand. Is that deep cleaning? Was I deep cleaning?
I know you had us in a chemical cloud, so I'm not really sure. But I you know, and then we had Eric coming around with the fantastic bottle wiping things down. I don't think
was
that's
he deep cleaning? Was that a deep clean?
No, I think
or is it
he
just
was
cleaning.
Just, he was just cleaning. I think deep cleaning is when everybody gets out of the building and then they come in and they, you know, I guess in some way, shape, or form, they try to just basically wipe everything down and I'm assuming vacuum everything. I have no idea. I mean, you know, wipe
right,
any hard
just,
surfaces
sounds
down.
Good.
Yes.
It sounds good. I don't know if it's an actual thing. It just sounds good. Like, oh,
there's got to be somebody out there that does this, right?
I guess, but I mean, I'm sure that maybe, you know, a more intense cleaning, or maybe a, you know, there's a larger area that's clean. But I always see this term when, you know, maybe somebody tests positive or whatever, and you know, we have deep cleaned the area. I'm like, I guess I was deep cleaning. All the stuff I was doing when I was back there, I mean, that was crazy. I mean, I had Clorox wipes. I was Clorox wiping three times a show. I was taking out that Lysol, spraying my microphone four times. Maybe I'm a deep cleaner, and I didn't even know it.
Well, I think you are a deep cleaner, and I was actually losing my sense of smell during all of that because of all the chemical, chemicals in the air and all that other stuff. The guy that I would think on our staff that reminds me of a deep cleaner, and I'm sure that his condo is some sort of sterile, it's got to be Al. So I don't know if Al knows anything about deep cleaning, the level of deep cleaning, and how they go about deep cleaning.
I would say if in order for something to be deep cleaned, you can't have anyone in the building because it's got to be so intense, the chemicals, that it would overcome somebody. So I want to see guys like in hazmat suits coming in, cleaning with products that are so strong it would overtake them. Yeah. And I haven't deep cleaned in my place. I only dusted because I'm the only one in here, and I'm not afraid of germs. The only germs in here are my germs.
Your germs. You know, the one thing I would say is that the elevator seems to me to be a place like that. They should have a guy outside every elevator with a hazmat suit, so when somebody takes it up, you know, they go up in them with them. Then when those people get off, or one person gets off, in our case, it's usually one person in the morning. Then they spray the elevator down, and then it goes back down again. What do you think?
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, it's a germ box. I mean, it's a moving germ box. The elevator.
Did you see the subways? Did you see the packed subways now?
Yeah, I mean, how the hell does that happen?
Well, because they cut back. Now, let's face it, it's a really weird thing. You have 10% ridership, 20% ridership at most. So the MTA is trying to, you know, obviously doesn't want to run trains that have nobody on them. But because they are cutting back on the service, it's forcing more people onto the subways. So now you have so many people in close contact that if you just run a normal schedule, you would have a lot more space to obviously spread out in the cars. But with the way the schedules are right now, all those essential workers that are going to work are jammed in these cars. And to me, again, it's another decision that you question. Like, I understand why they're doing it, and maybe they don't want to, you know, have people on overtime or whatever. But at the end of the day, once again, a decision to me that is being made that is putting a group of people in a very, very difficult and awkward situation.
Yeah, any crowds at all when we're in the situation we're in right now in New York City is just the worst idea ever. You know, whether it's, you know, people waiting in a line to try to get into a hospital, which is one of the most alarming signs out there, or it's crowded subways, or it's people hanging out in a crowd outside a Carbone to make sure that they get their veal parm that they can't live without. I mean, it's just asinine. I mean, that's the type of stuff that drives you nuts. But for the most part, you know, there's pictures all over the place, videos of how the city is shut down, and it's very, very quiet, and you don't see a lot of people out and about. So there's going to be these outliers. There's going to be these things that pop up where we go, what the hell are we doing every single day, I'm sure. But for the most part, I would say that everybody is adhering to the rules for now, and we'll see how long this goes on. Now, one of two things are going to happen, right? We're all going to get to a point where we're stacking good days together, like me and you had yesterday, and we find a way to deal with this isolation, or, you know, people are end up going nuts and doing stupid things. And I'm really hoping that as the days go on, we get more used to this, and we say, all right, I could do this for another couple of weeks. This is fine. I mean, that's a thought that I had in my head. Like, if I had to do this again for a month, as long as I can get outside a couple times a week, you know, hopefully like 4 or 5 times a week, but if it's raining, whatever, I'll be able to deal with it. But if I can get outside a couple times a week and the weather's getting better and I can get my boat in the water, I could do this. I can do it. It's not that hard. As we've said before, it's not like I'm getting drafted to go to war.
It's right. It's not 1918. We're not in trench warfare. You know, we're you know, the front lines are the people, the nurses, the doctors, and obviously you can see some of the hospitals are already being overrun. And we'll get to some of that later on in the show. But interestingly enough, I almost, and I know this sounds ridiculous, I almost went to go play golf yesterday for 9 holes.
Really?
I almost did it. Yeah, I almost did it. And instead, I just went to the beach. I just wanted a little
yourself,
sense of normalcy.
By yourself, obviously.
You can't play with anybody unless, of course, it's you and a buddy and you're 6 feet apart and you're on, well, usually the way I play, I'm usually on the left side of the fairway, and most of my right-handed golfers are on the right hand of the fairway. So we were far away from each other anyway. But yesterday was that kind of day. Like I had like so much energy because the weather was just amazingly nice. And again, it reminds me of what Al keeps warning of, and that is Memorial Day weekend and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I just hope people continue to follow the guidelines, and let's just keep, you know, hanging tough and doing the best we can, and then try to find those moments where you can have a little bit of freedom like you and I both had yesterday. That's the way I'm looking at it. Let me get a little piece here. Let me get a little piece there. I'll get re-energized. And certainly I actually had to turn the TV off too, because it's hard to watch every single day, you know, all that's going on right here, especially in the five boroughs, and now out in Suffolk County, where you live. You know, we're starting to see cases rise out there now. So it's, you know, it's we're still right in the middle of it. And that's why we still have to practice this social distancing and being very careful, being sanitary, wash your hands, and things of that nature.
Yeah, and it's so true. You can't stop. You can't put your guard down. You can't think that just because you had a good day and you went outside that things are back to normal. It's sort of, you know, what's the best that you can do with the current situation?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.